begin the Gemara daf Masechet Zevach Zohar daf Ayin Vav. We begin the Maral. Begin the Tes Malta. Begin the Gemara. Bas Yoima. The Torah only makes it forbidden when it's a pot that was from that day. So Pishba Kunt Rashi explains. The Bishba Ever Kachav Mayim. If the non-Jew cooked in it that day, Ablam Bishba at Mobe. If he cooked in it yesterday, Kvahovik timely. Belinus Laila. It already loses its taste. It gives a bad taste by having been left overnight. Mashma LePerusha. So something from Rashi. The Linus Laila Pagemus. That just being left overnight gives it a bad taste. Well, being Meis Leis, you don't have to have it being left for a 24-hour period. That's what Rabban Tam explains. Lina's Laila Pagemis being left overnight gives it already a bad taste. Because it wasn't the norm in the earlier days, Lavashba Laila to cook at nighttime, so it wasn't being used. At the times when they set for Krishma, for the times of going to sleep, we're going to count them and the paupers and every single person. And because the people just went to sleep, they didn't cook at nighttime. A type of memory for this idea, the Linus Laila, that it's being left out overnight, we find that the Gemara discusses Psachim Zvachim Mikri Ibrit Surah. We find that that's called, when you leave out a food item overnight, it's called the change of form. So it's a kavachayim. And if an actual food item that's visible, well, it loses its form, it's considered deformed overnight. So for sure, if it just absorbed taste in the pot, for sure it gets ruined overnight. Now, Balishan Basyim Mashma, the wording that we say of Basyim of that day, does sound like Shabishal Bahayim that it was cooked that day. But like comment from the fact that it doesn't say Lo Osir Ilikadir Meis, that they only said forbidden if it's within 24-hour period. So it sounds like Rashi and Bin Tam. Now, but Avakasham the Kalalayal Blood Bishop, now it's only if the whole night it was there actually, yeah, like we said before, without being cooked. Shayin Yadua, because it's not known, Ma Goyim Lahafakatam, what actually causes to make the bad taste. Is the beginning of the night, the end of the night, the whole night. So we would have to keep the whole night out of that doubt, not being used. But you're right, a 24-hour pit is not necessary, but whoever's stringent, on him comes the blessing. Now, we have to wonder, according to what Rebbein Tam says, she maybe Zechel Adavi brings out like some type of a proof for this. Maybe Betzura from the change, from being deformed when let's say a carbon is left out overnight to Tifshalei. But then, if that's the case, he should resolve. Shasoif Laila Garma Begam. Then it must be clear that it's the end of the night that caused the bad taste. The Hainu Amarashach, which was when by the break of dawn. Because the Mashvalei Noiser, that's what makes something a carbon that it was left over, is Latinus Cheva, that has to be burnt. Ubeperka based the Zvacham, the Pitesim based the Kiddush Adayim. By the sanctification of the Kohanim's hands, Mashma sounds like Murashacha Chashablina. It's left, considered left overnight by the break of dawn. So therefore, if that's you bring the right Ibrit Surah, that should be the same thing over here for Tam Lav Gam for Blias of Treif. Shem Lekachem Ben Tam. Well, since maybe that's where Ben Tam says Dein Rai Gemur. It's not a full fetch proof. It's El, or rather what he calls Zeich Ladaver, like the Gemara actually says in the beginning of Brachasos, like you know. That you can't really prove and resolve it from there, but it's like it does hint to it. Now, Beyesh Ladaktig, we could analyze and say the Seif Laila Lavad, yeah, just the end of the night itself, in a Goyim, it can't be the cause. Elo Kulai, must be the whole night. From the fact that the pus requires breaking by an earthenware vessel, and Medikushtiva Bekli Nechashis, and purging and washing by a copper vessel, after it was cooked with a sin offering, according to one who says that if it gives a bad taste, it's permitted. Why is this it should be permitted initially to go ahead and cook with it after the break of dawn, because it's tam lavgam and that's mutter. But Rabbi Baruch Kosva writes, you have to analyze that it wasn't in the vessel, meaning, so therefore that's what it's saying. There must be that's because the whole night. Since it wasn't the whole night, that's why you're not going to have Tam Lav Gam to make a mutter. Now, Rabbi Baruch Kosev B'Seva Truma, he writes in Seva Truma, you have to look into Shalahoy B'Kli, but you have to make sure also that it wasn't in the vessel. Even just, it can't be even just regular, neutral, warm water. Hot water couldn't have been B'Teich Meis Le'ez within the 24-hour period, meaning it has to be totally not used for 24 hours to make a Tam Lav Gam. Because the water is considered like the prohibition itself. Why? Because the water becomes the same, not kosher, because kimish lohi ben samach levatl plate sakli. Because you didn't have 60 times the amount of water of what? The forbidden tastes were absorbed in the walls of the vessel. Because it's with that we evaluate. And then those tastes get reabsorbed. back into the vessel, and therefore it's not 25-hour periods that you didn't have any taste being absorbed. Now, v'dafika b'klishal issa. Now, this specifically, however, regarding a vessel of prohibition that actually had some type of non-kosher element. B'klishal hetter, but regarding a permissible vessel. Kugan, for example, let's say baser b'klishal chalav. Let's say you have meat in a vessel, in a dairy vessel, or ipchod all the way around. Then even if you had water within 24 hours, you don't have to be concerned. Should I hain hetter? Because they are permissible. Because we don't say what kochanan, that the piece itself becomes like the permitted that gets the forbidden absorbed taste, that it becomes, so to speak, like a non-kosher itself. That's ildaf kabi, that's only by an actual isser itself, not something that could cause a prohibition in something else, but it's actually heter right now, which is the case by basar and chalav, which the basar itself is not a prohibited entity. Vaidik and listen, not by not, what's called. There's also what's called giving a taste from something else that gave a taste. So it's not a direct nisen tam, because here the meat gave a taste into the vessel, which then when there's water, that taste is going back into the water, and then that water is giving a taste back into the vessel. So it's something giving a taste into something that's giving a taste. Because the filofi amafar, shim according to one that explains, which is the Gemara Chulin of Kufir Aleph, have a dog and shalabukara, when you have fish that was in a plate that is permitted of nisbashlu loy, but it was cooked, no, that's a problem, because fish and meat. He have three. It's not by not by not three giving of taste of heter. Harishin shenibul bakli, of the first one that got absorbed in the vessel, and from there to the water, and then from water goes back and absorbed into the vessel. So therefore, for such a case, we're going to say that that would not be a problem. It's like we're saying that even though it's causing tarfes, like the meat that was cooked in the milk of the vessel, but the meat taste itself is a heter item. So although that's a problem in the vessel that's mixed in, let's say you don't have a majority, but that permitted flavor and then coming back into the water, then going back into the vessel, that's already three times. That's going to be okay. Like this master begin with the words lishtari. So the Gemara says, so then after that it should be permitted even like a tchil if you hold nusin tam is lefgam. So it says therefore davam avushal b'kli she'in ben yaymai. So you're right. So something that was cooked in a vessel that's not from that day, even though it's not kosher, it's going to be mutter. It's going to be permitted because it's not giving any prohibited flavors. It's already gives a bad tam. It's tam lefgam, even though it's a non kosher vessel. Now v'yeshla says tam. You have to give a reason. So why did they see fit to say that the food item is permitted, but that the pot's still prohibited? And we're saying that even you can't use it until you kasher it, even though it's already past 24 hours. And the reason the fish because the pot had originally the actual prohibited element initially there. But the food item that you're cooking inside of it never had the prohibition itself. It's just getting the bleas. And therefore, it's okay, because it's getting it in levgam, whereas the pot had it before as a levgam. Now, v'agolas kli ben yaymer, purging, doing hagola of a vessel that was used that day, ain lahagol il b'samach. You only could do hagola to kasher it with boiling hot water if you have 60 times the amount of water of those blis, because the shamnun is haniflet b'chamen, because the fattiness of these prohibited tastes that get emitted with hot water, tam l'shvachu, that's actually going to give a good taste. Because it was used that day, the lishadin and lel perik base, because we don't permit and previously in the second perik of lamech hasma base chamash lebi kochavim the hot water from a non-Jew el mashum the stam claim it's only because in general you can have hot water from the non-Jew. In general the vessels are in the yom and they weren't cooked with that same day, so again like we said the product is okay because if anything it'd be tam of gam avol kishem agilin kli chametz. So therefore again when you kasher something treif from that ben yom you would have to 60 times the amount. However, but when you're doing Hagola on a Chametz vessel on Erev Pesach without choice, 4 hours into the day, the Shas Heter, that's a time of when it's still permitted, the Chametz. So Yochel Hagol, then you can do Hagola, even if Chametz was used that day, the Pachis Mesamach, even though you have less than 60 in the amount, because that would not by natural Heter, because it's something giving a taste of something giving a taste that's permissible, which you have a Chametz Bekaara, you have the Chametz that was gave taste into the plate, and then from the plate into the water. And then from the water is going to get reabsorbed into the plate. So that's already, that's not barnat, it's giving a taste, I'm giving a taste, it's still permissible, but then not kol hetter, everything's still permitted. But more of it, kiyesim is kalkut tam chametz, because more of it, the actual taste of chametz gets more ruined, the kli in the vessel she'in ro lechilo, in the vessel that's not fit for eating, mimashim is kalkut tam basa bedogim, more than the taste of the meat gets ruined in the fish, and it's bashal achar that gets cooked afterwards. Fish adogim ruin lechilo, because the fish is edible, but basa neisim behem tam leshvach, and the meat is giving it a good taste.
So essentially what Tosafot wants to say, he said that, you know, even though we see that by the fish, it might be prohibited, but this case is going to be more lenient, and if it's going to be okay. Now, so Tosafot, Mashanogu Allah says, Kali hamugal, b'mayim tzainim. This that the custom is to put the vessel that was kashered, that you did hagolah, in cold water, miyada hagolah, right after doing hagolah, ein leida, Lama Nogukain, it's not really known to why they have such a custom, because the Ain Lama don't say Mishum Dit Nam Beperek Dam Chatz, because we learned in a Mishnah in Zvach of Nevzadik Zayin Med Alfa Chachamayim, they say Merika B'chaman B'shtif B'tzainin. What does it mean Merika B'shtif, or that you have to do with the vessels in the Beis HaMikdash? Purging is with hot water, and shtif is with cold water. So you see that after you do Hagala, then you put into cold, the Hain B'kachim, that's only B'kachim, my carbon is, B'truma Kama Hasam, the less of B'truma, even which is more Chama than Chum, even that we say you don't have to put into cold afterwards. B'yesh Mefarash, the is what to explain, the Hadukah Meshtifa, you say Rasa, yeah, that's an extra washing. That's two washings of cold. When we say truma, that doesn't apply. That's because enough to wash one time. And the lashon yisayim mashbekin, and the terminology extra sounds like that. And therefore, that's where the custom comes from, to wash in cold by all kasherings. But Rashi, but they explain, the washing is washing in cold. And he says that truma doesn't have kalal at all. And based on that, then you would have to understand the pshat neminig, why by regular kashering do we put into cold if even truma doesn't require to be put into cold after that.